Call our meeting back to order. Let's start with Tammy.
Just get that knocked out.
Yeah, come to the mic in case somebody's wanting to hear what you have to say. Interested in what you're saying.
Okay. Bob came in, Bob Ludwig, that does signs and works for Road and Bridge. He came in and was confirming that we had ordered a road sign or needed to order a road sign, and we work with the girls in the Road and Bridge with that. And so he wanted to clarify where to put the new road sign. And Judy told him that that wasn't a road, so we didn't need one there. And he said, well, apparently there was one named, and somebody came in and was complaining that there needed to be a road sign. It's off of Cedar Point Road, and it's called either Lakeway or Lakeview or something. And we just wanted to know for sure what was going on and what the road name is, because that affects addresses for other people too. So,
are there folks on there already getting mail with that address? Or
there's nobody down off Cedar Point using a Lake anything address. That was vacated. It was a vacated road. Everybody that's down there has an address off of either Cedar Point or State Highway 176. So we just wanted clarification because we didn't even know who it was that.
I got a call yesterday from Mrs. Cindy Dumont, the owner of Cedar Point Resort, in regards to the parking issue we've had on Lake View or Lake Way. The sheriffs have been responding there on an ongoing basis, and last week a sheriff stated to her if we had a sign up there, we could tow the car immediately. It's been an ongoing issue. Okay. I think most
so
of us are...
The road sign is what's supposed to be called what? Lake View?
I have the actual description on my
desk. Is that what you're talking about, Tammy?
Yeah, the platted road says Lakeview Drive, but because, and we've had to do this throughout the county since day one, we've got so many lake this and that. We would have never, yes, it's platted originally that way, but there's a lot of roads that were platted originally away, and we would have never gone ahead and said, okay, let's use that, because there's a Lakeview really nearby. And so we would have had them completely change the road name anyway. So if there's going to be a road, that's neither here nor there. I mean, we wouldn't want to use Lakeview,
right,
first of all. And unless they're all willing to change addresses if anybody's on there, you know. So I just really need clarification on
okay.
that.
Okay. Do we have any extra signs? Signs with names that we're not using?
I'm sure we do.
That's what we want to use.
I used to tell everybody that if they didn't like the road name, I was going to call it Toad Suck Lane. But
yeah. Okay. No, I'm serious. If we've got
I'll check
a
into
sign
that.
Out there, I'd
we just need
that
a sign up, don't we?
Then
yeah.
We rename it or
that
rename
road.
It that.
Would
road
it?
Name.
Would it be?
I've been out there. I think we've all been out there. There's nobody on the road.
Well, and it's a vacated road. I mean, it says
it's not all vacated.
No.
Right.
It's an access road, but it's not a. It's access to some of these people's property, but they're not addressed that direction. Is
correct.
Right.
Well, I mean,
that's,
there's
road.
A big issue that you may
huge
not
huge issue
that you may not be aware
apparently.
Of. Apparently,
yeah.
Huge.
And I just like to leave that.
Yeah,
way
we had to have the sheriff one in his street name so he could tow vehicles as a good indication.
Mm-hmm. Would a private drive sign at all help in this instance?
No,
I'd rather not put that up there because
it is a
public access to some properties above the.
It is
point.
A public access road, so we need it properly signed for.
Okay.
I feel bad that you haven't been through the whole story.
I have a lot of emails and documents if you want to read the lots.
Well, I'd be more happy to hear just the bottom line.
We want to name
the bottom line is we can name the road with something other than Lakeview, please.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
I think
right?
Bottom line is to help
Frank,
both parties out.
Frank Lane.
Yeah. Frank.
Preston Place.
No.
Preston Place.
To help both parties out there for their various concerns, I think it's a bit better that it's signed.
Is Toad Suck taken?
No.
Okay.
Toad Suck, Arkansas. That's what I always told people. If you don't like your road name, that's what you're getting.
Frank.
There are some roads that have been gotten rid of throughout the years of 911 now. We started signing and addressing in 91, 92. So, I mean, there are some roads due to construction that have been just completely obliterated, not just vacated. So, I mean, I know we have signs out there. If you would like Judy to work with maybe the ladies in your office, and okay, we can look into one that's not remotely close to something, that's so Lake anything.
Something like Lake View Hill wouldn't work. You want to get rid of the Lake View?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
How about Issue Point?
Issue Point.
Oh, no. But if we could change it to Point of Issue, I like
Lake Access.
Point of Issue Boulevard.
How about this? Lawyer's Lane.
When we change his name, we've got a mailing problem through the assessor's office and the collector's office that sometimes take a couple of years to catch up. So I don't know whether you can come up with those mailing addresses for us.
Yeah, we'll do that.
There's just one, isn't there?
I'm not sure there's a single home that has an address.
There's not one.
I don't think there'll be any address.
Off of Cedar Point Road or 176.
Right.
And that would also be an issue if you,
right,
this is for name purposes only, and if you will state in whatever decision or comments that you make that no one shall be issued an address off of this, then it will affect no one as long as we don't have a doubling of road names.
Right.
If we can still keep away from a close road name of whatever is in the area and just use it as a reference road, then that would be best. If we put in there that it's not going to affect anybody's physical address, that would be the best way.
There are some possibly developable parcels up top of that access, public access road. In the event there were some, to build something up there, would it be okay at that point in time to whatever name we come up with?
I guess what you just once you come up with a name and we're going to have to post it anyway if we're going to rename it anyway. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then we can kind of decide at that time which way we're going to have to post it.
Okay. I mean,
just so we can continue on.
Okay.
Sure. So would you like Judy to work with the ladies in your office about finding one that maybe Bob already has signs for? That,
sure.
Because, you know, that way we don't have to put any money into if we've got signs out there.
Be perfect.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
From a legal perspective, there wouldn't be any problem because it's been named a certain name for 60 years.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We've had to change.
We'll just change the name.
You know, there's how many pines have we had platted in this county, and we've had to change some pines and oaks and lakes and this and that. So it's never been an issue.
Okay.
And we can work through it. But once you have that name, would you get with the girls upstairs and we'll post it so we can do it? We'll have to vote to change the name and all that. So just whenever you get that name, if it's Tuesday, whatever. Please don't post it for next Monday.
I won't post anything.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not posting anything.
Good.
But I will have Judy get
Monday's
with,
about as full as we can get.
Would you like Kathy or Deborah? Which one works on that?
Deborah will be here next week.
Okay.
Thank you for pointing that out to us.
Okay.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay.
Did Frank post this next meeting? Is it Frank? Did we post it? Did you post it? Did I post it?
I was wondering who posted it.
It may have been me. I'm pretty sure it was Chuck.
If something's forgot, it's Mitch.
Well, usually I can use you because you don't even remember if I...
I mean, it does work pretty good
it
that
does,
way.
It's a great catch-all, but my conscience is starting to catch up now.
I've been used unjustly.
Not yet. I was getting ready to plan.
And we don't always have this much fun.
We don't.
Sometimes, hardly ever more.
No, exactly. If you would come sit either near this microphone, or you can stand, it doesn't matter. That'd be fine.
Have you met Jim before?
I shook hands upstairs.
Okay. Yeah, and Jim.
Struffers, yep.
This is your first.
First rodeo.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
In light of that, I will explain our process and how we come up with this list.
Okay.
Seems like we just did this.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yes. I do this a lot.
Thank you.
I apologize for missing you.
Okay, that's fine. That's
here,
fine.
I'll wait one.
Okay. Can you just hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Just while we, well, while you pass things out? I wanted to point this out, Chuck. This is what I was trying to point out. IDA is having their meeting at 3 o'clock, their normal monthly meetings at Connell in Springfield, or Springdale.
Yeah.
Okay. Time-wise, this is the insurance fund at Rick, and this, some we aren't going to make this. There ain't no way. Unless we want to try to move this somewhere else, up here. But I don't know where we would do that. I mean, I part of me wants to sit through this, and I'm sure you do too.
Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. But it'd be nice to be able
I mean,
to.
We could pull this and put it over here. Or we could pull that and do it here. We got lots of time Wednesday. But maybe I'm out in town Wednesday. Maybe that's why. Are you here Wednesday?
Yeah, until 4 o'clock I am.
That's all day. Okay. 1 second there, Dan.
Oh, you're fine. I'm
okay. Thanksgiving dinner next Wednesday. It's 11. So we've got from 9 to 11 free. We're going to be here anyway.
You want to put it off till 9?
No. What I'm saying is why don't we put move Frank and road standards discussion from Monday to Wednesday from 9 to 11. That gives us more time.
Okay.
And we can move those up.
Okay.
Frank, are you going to be all right with that?
Yes.
You're around Wednesday next week, I believe. I don't
yes.
think you're traveling anywhere.
Yes, sir.
If we did that...
you keep track how many times we move you from...
I've lost track, but that's okay.
Well, this one's a good one. You're going from 45 minutes to 2 hours.
Good.
At least that's what we're telling you face to face.
Today.
Until it gets changed.
Today. Until it gets changed again. But right now... Okay. And then I'm going to move these guys up. The Como Drive discussions, Frank needs to be here for 11 o'clock, Frank, on Monday, by the way.
Randy's gone next week. Is there some chance?
We can do Como the following week. There's not a rush.
Oh, there's no rush on that?
No. No rush at all.
Oh, I thought there was a rush on it.
No, no. Just want to get her done. Don't want to get it put off.
Get her done. Okay. How about 9 o'clock? How about 9:30? How about 9 o'clock on Friday?
That'd be great.
Almost done. 9 a.m. Friday.
While he's doing that, are you aware of the Como, Randy? Frank's been out there now, right?
That's the house that sits
in the road.
Within part of the roadway.
Yeah. And you were out there, he told me.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were working on a turnaround at one time with that gentleman at the end of Como, right?
It's on Mount Branson.
Yeah.
There's a...
Jim, the 9 o'clock, was that for Como next Friday?
No, next Friday is road standards. You were on the book for 11 o'clock on Monday.
Next Friday I leave for...
I'm sorry, let me start over again. The 9 o'clock Friday is Como, but we'll push it back. Are you leaving Friday?
I'm leaving Friday for the following week.
Because you're gone on vacation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to put it for 9 o'clock on Wednesday.
Okay.
It won't take very long, and then we'll jump into road standards that
okay.
way. So this is going to move into 9, and this is going to be 9:15. 9:15 here. On Wednesday, and this goes 9 a.m. Wednesday. So Como got moved. Road standards got moved.
Wasn't there an issue with Como? One of the people didn't want to do something? Or?
Okay. I've got it, and I'm going to just... We'll be interrupted one time when someone walks down here, but I'm all ears.
Okay.
Thank you. I was also stalling for Danny so he could hear.
Good timing.
Okay. I work with the Southwest Missouri Council of Governments out of Springfield, and we're a regional planning organization. Taney County is one of our counties. Mm-hmm. Part of my responsibility is, on a staff level, I run the Transportation Advisory Committee. This is a committee that was put together by the governor,
mm-hmm.
And we partner with MoDOT
one of our major tasks is to collect transportation needs throughout our 10-county region and prioritize those needs. Last year, if you look at this, the text list, there you'll notice there's probably, 20, 25 needs on this list. Last year it was suggested that due to the large amount of needs for our region, it was something like 220 needs total, that in order to prioritize them, to make it easier, we were going to allow five needs from each county, up to five needs. Not all counties presented five. Your TAC members presented and at a meeting like this last year, we decided that these five needs were the county's, what the county wanted prioritized. On the map, if you look at the rank, that is not necessarily the county's perspective on the prioritization, but is a regional perspective where each two members of the TAC from each county, so 20 total TAC members, prioritized all of these needs after Buddy Roberts and David Miller, who are your TAC members, made a presentation to the full TAC. And this is the way it played out. What we do is on a yearly basis, we like to revisit both the five needs and also the full list. We typically do this in kind of more of a working group type format, but this is fine. So what we ask of you all is to review the needs, and if anything has changed, say MoDOT has completed a project that makes the need no longer viable, or if there are new needs that have arisen due to development or what have you, we would like you to make us aware of that need so we can add it to our master list. And then if that need is something that you would like prioritized on a regional level, we can do that. Basically what MoDOT does is when they go through their scoping process, and each district does it at different times, District 7 is going through their process right now. When they go through the scoping process for the STIP, they ask us to provide this list, the priority list, to them. A lot of these needs that are on this list, we have gotten from community surveys, from talking to you all, and from MoDOT themselves, combining the lists. We typically don't do any off-system needs. We tried that, and it became way too cumbersome to go through all the local streets. It was right. Just a list that was just, it was unruly. We couldn't do it anymore. So that's basically what this is about, and
let me throw some questions out here. With the new Lake Canicomo Bridge and the two bridge option that has now been bid let and they're going to start constructing, doesn't look like number three is going to be almost self-fixing. Better access management and widened road from 76 to Business 65, the main street to Lake Canicomo. Isn't that really almost being addressed now?
With that roundabout and
with the bridges, roundabout and the second bridge, because we're going to be taking. I mean, that some feedback for you, Frank. I mean, I mean, if I'm reading that a summary of what we guys were trying to talk to, we're adding a whole number. You're dumping half the traffic now onto DeBranson Landing Boulevard, and you've got a roundabout that serves the Lake Canicomo on the other side, and I guess the Main Street is that Main Street in Hollister. Is that because it's a Hollister city? So I would assume is it Hollister Main Street?
I would make that assumption.
So that is going to be addressed with that roundabout.
Well, Hollister Main Street in particular has conceptually discussed adding a center turn lane through downtown Hollister. I don't know if this is a good description of that.
The Business 65 or the Main Street where Downing Street you're talking? Downing Street is not Main Street. Main Street is...
Not Downing, the one right next to it.
Where 65.
Business 65, right?
It's old Business 65.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so that's they're already working on that with St. James and putting a stoplight and a turning lane and all that there, too. Hollister announced that yesterday.
They are, but they also have had concerns that they wanted to put a center turn lane throughout the whole downtown area.
Maybe it's not being addressed.
One thing that's been talked about, for years, since I've been over going to the partners' meetings, but back to what you said, we've got two issues here that we ourselves have addressed. Number two on the list, East Terminal US 76 at Kirbyville, that's the intersection that we're putting
in
now.
We're at what line?
That's number second one down.
Oh, yeah. We fixed that.
We're working on that now.
Okay.
As a
fix to the bridge, because the bridge is going to be closed.
Because the bridge is going to be closed, the bluff's going to be poured off. So we are doing Taney County itself. When we had talk of a partnership with
MoDOT
on that.
A cost share.
Right.
Cost share. Okay. But that kind of dissipated, or we didn't have time to wait.
Right. I think they're out to 2014 unless you can fund the whole thing.
So we redesigned the thing. It's actually under construction right now. I don't know which way you came, but you may have been detoured through a neighborhood.
I came up 65.
And then came over on 160 or something.
Yes, so we've got the first two out of three.
West Terminal, Hollister Interchange, what's that? I don't know what number one.
And these are in no order.
Yeah, but you're right. Number two is taken care of. We've done number two.
Okay, can remove that one from the list.
Terminal? What's it saying? East Terminal, US 76 at Kirbyville.
So. That looks like MoDOT language to me, so I think that was probably one.
Because you guys are talking about Coon Creek Road, this may mean the stretch of road from...
I'll have to check on that.
Kirbyville and same thing. West
if we mean the intersection, are you saying that the intersection at 76
and Coon Creek,
we're working on it, is what we were talking about.
That was a safety concern.
It says at Kirbyville, so I'm assuming it's right at Kirbyville. So
that's why I assume that one is.
Is that Coon Creek Road or just Coon Creek?
Coon Creek Road. Yeah, we're doing a redesign of that intersection.
What do we have cost-wise on that? I'd like for him to know
We bid it out at $349,000, and then we had a $50,000 up, so it's right at $400,000.
About $400,000 project
for the intersection.
We did.
There's two intersections. That intersection and then Coon Creek and BB also.
The other end of Coon Creek.
The other end of Coon Creek
joins BB Highway at Hollister.
B as in boy.
BB. Yeah. Two.
And it has the one that's got the school affected, Hollister Schools.
Okay.
That we had a little discussion with about that intersection in itself had been requested before to be three-laned from the full distance in front of the school for MoDOT to do that. Well, they decided that I guess they weren't going to do that, but we couldn't wait any longer. It's the same circumstances. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a tremendous backflow of traffic when the bridge goes in and the roundabout, when they take and shave the bluff off. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a tremendous amount of backflow of traffic, and we had to change so we could accept semis and then going in front of the Hollister School is we took that on our shoulders to go ahead and get that done also to the intersection, not the full three lane, but the three lane has been discussed, been brought forth by citizens.
You're not doing the three lane though,
we're just doing how far is it, gentlemen? I don't know. Frank, how far is that?
225 feet?
Yeah. 225. We're storage laning it.
Storage lane on both sides.
Yeah. So we got two out of the three first. And you said they're not listed in any order, but two out of the three listed that you've got there.
At the top.
At the top three. We've got those already covered.
Okay.
I do have one I was just going to throw in there that's it's bigger on my radar screen since some changes that Branson did. About halfway down, it's listed as starts with safety. It's a safety capacity issue, south 165 at Fall Creek Road.
Okay.
What has happened is Branson has finally finished their Fall Creek Road extension on the other end, which ties into James Epps Road. And now what that does is provide a north-south road from the North Branson to basically South Branson. And the challenge is that their capacities on that road have increased because now it's a safe cut-through road. Mm-hmm. And what happens, Fall Creek goes from a city Fall Creek to the curvy, narrow, county-owned Fall Creek down to an improved, dangerous intersection at 165, and the capacities are growing every day.
As people are using it.
Oh, yeah. And at one time, David Miller had mentioned that he wouldn't be surprised if the capacities of Fall Creek would be 10 times bigger in the next year or two. My numbers may be off of David, but he thought that Fall Creek Road impact was substantial, and the problem was they've improved all of Fall Creek except for our part.
Jim, we improved before you got here.
No, the intersection's improved.
We improved that intersection, and it's not improved like it should be.
No, I mean, and part of the conversations I've had with David and Frank have been is some realignment of where the intersection of Fall Creek intersects with 165.
It definitely needs that.
Yeah, and so they've got some concept, but that's becoming a bigger issue just because of capacity issues.
Yeah.
I think is becoming more and more important just because of the pure volume of cars.
Okay. And we can talk to David about
uh-huh.
what he feels like the numbers are going to be.
Right.
As far as from now to...
We've jumped into this. What are we supposed to be doing with this list? Just giving you our concerns? Or
correct. And whether or not these are still needs for the county.
Okay. Number four, is that the one they're working on now, the sidewalks, wheelchair ramps?
Yes, I believe that's the ADA. I would recommend leaving that on there until it's done.
Okay.
Plus, I've seen it too many times. They say it's going to go to construction, and it doesn't.
They're building it.
Is it happening?
It's about 75% done.
Okay. I'd say it's pretty safe, then we could remove it.
Yeah. Yeah, they've working nights.
Okay. Well, we'll remove that. That's the ARIS, the ARA-funded project.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's $200,000 or something like that.
What I didn't see on our list is I know that the county made an application through the Tiger program, which is that ARA discretionary money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think it was like $1.5 billion nationwide to improve 176 from 65 to Kirbyville.
That was the east-west corridor.
The Tiger Grant is the east-west corridor, yeah.
Correct. Uh-huh. I did not see that on our list as a need.
Well, it's because it's not a current road. Is that why?
Well, there's a road there, though.
No.
No.
The Tiger Grant is for a brand-new road.
Okay. It's not to improve a road or it's for a
additional road.
Well, then the need could read need for east-west corridor from Kirbyville
to Hollister.
If you would check with Buddy and with
David
Miller, they have actually, as you went down through and you've got names on these roads, they've actually went to the state and name that road, and I can't remember what it is, but I think it's like 765 or something like that.
Okay.
They've
gone to MoDOT?
They went to MoDOT through this deal and put a title to the east-west corridor.
Okay.
I'm using that for an example because that may not be what it is. It may be... But that sounds like 765 sounds like what that I heard Betty say. He said we need a titled road to present to the state through. When you come to us last year and you brought a MoDOT representative, who'd you bring with you last year?
Frank Miller.
Frank Miller?
Yeah.
And that issue was brought up, and then Buddy Roberts next week said we need a numbered that we can attach to the east-west corridor so that whenever it goes through the process, that it can have a number on it other than just a name of east-west corridor.
Right.
And I'm thinking if either one of those gentlemen would know, that, and I think 765, if you might just put a question mark beside that, that they had titled that road.
Okay. And I know you had, was it GRE that helped with that
yes.
with that application? Because mm-hmm. we did a letter of recommendation for that.
Right.
But I don't remember seeing a name of the road. I think it was just East-West Corridor.
It's commonly referred to as East-West Corridor.
I'm looking at your map. And T Highway is ranked number 4. Now, these rankings are the 10-county region?
Correct.
Okay.
So you have two in the top 10.
And that makes sense to me, I think. But we've got Y Highway at rank 6. Which there's a lot of traffic there.
Is that right over here?
That's right here.
Yeah, right where I turned to come in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But F Highway, 160 up north of town where the old yeah. State Barn is, yeah. In my mind it should be ranked much higher than Y Highway. It is a ton of traffic going through there. And the safety is huge. I mean, it's very equivalent to T Highway in my opinion. I don't know what traffic counts are or anything like that. But I'd like to ask Buddy and David why they felt like it wasn't higher than.
What happens is when we do these. When we do these rankings,
or the 10 counties,
right? Everybody gets to rank each of the projects. So, and it goes through a process where we use the 8 investment goals of MoDOT. For example, safety is ranked or weighted 50%. Economic development, capacity, things like that are all. It's vetted through that, so they choose as they're ranking them. They put a number between 1 and 5, and then that's multiplied by the weighting of whatever category they're ranking it. So
how's the process of changing it? I mean, will they take what the county commission says and give it any next time they're going through it?
When we make the presentation, when Buddy and David make the presentation, they can just reiterate.
You agree?
Well, higher.
Let me explain to you why it's that way first, and then we can maybe I agree with you after
okay.
we talk. The reason that's put on there like that is because of the 3-laning through Forsyth. That Y Highway project and the safety issue that come up was the 3-laning that started that was going to go through Forsyth out to actually Casey Road, I think, is where it would. Well, there's 3 phases.
Was it Coy Boulevard part of that?
Well, Coy Boulevard, maybe it was from Y Highway to Coy Boulevard, the first part of the 3-laning.
Right.
And that's the reason that's up there rated so high was because of the 3-laning through the city of Forsyth. Buddy and I talked about that back when these ratings first come out. And I asked the same question. I said, what do you have this intersection in town rated there? And he said, it's not the intersection itself. The intersection is part of the 3-laning that takes place all the way through town over to Coy.
But this is only speaking to that one intersection.
Right.
Maybe. I know when 60's on there and 3-lane, the whole thing is.
But I guess the answer to your question is, Buddy and David don't have a whole lot of control over the regional ranking and where that falls.
Okay.
Because it's left up to the TAC.
Uh-huh.
So, like, number one is the 13 in Stone County, which they're fixing now. So I expect it will drop down. We will have to change the wording on that to a 4-lane. I think it is 4-lane now, actually, to, is it Joe Ball? Is that one of the companies or something like that? And then it goes to a three, one of the alternating passing lanes. At any rate, because MoDOT's dealing with that issue, it'll drop down on the list. But number two is an intersection in Webster County. So I don't have a whole lot of control about the way these things play out. As far as after the tallies are all taken in, I just basically report it. So
one thing we asked you last time when we met in the little room upstairs,
right,
is we asked you how we could improve. You answered pretty well answered the question there, but we asked you how we could improve our chances of raising the ranking on certain projects. And I guess that's just a relationship with MoDOT or relationship with the issue.
These rankings?
Yes. That was a question we asked then, and you give us an answer, but it was...
It's tough because you're talking about a process that you're relying on folks from Dade County and Barry County and, you know, all over our 10-county region to prioritize on a regional basis. My recommendation would be for you all to come up with maybe 5 needs and prioritize those internally. And I don't know what process you would use to do that. But
mostly arm wrestling, but we can come up with something else.
But that would be a way to show what the county's top needs are and how they fall in what order the county would do those projects, given they had the money to do them. But as far as this, better presentations, we tried this year to do... we used Google Earth to show pictures of all of the intersections, and we try to provide traffic count data at each intersection, and then you just kind of have to
buy a lot of dinners. the thing of it is the thing of it is where we're at. Are we hurting ourselves ranking wise? And we're not going to stop because we're here to serve the citizens. But we're hurting ourselves ranking-wise when we look at the first two names on the list, and they're not ranked in order on this list, but we've already took county tax dollars and took care of the problem.
Are you saying...
Is
the perception for the TAC that Taney County can just take care of themselves?
Yes, that's what I'm wondering if we don't...
Don't think so.
Okay.
And I think that if you can put money into a project, you know, I don't know if you know about MoDOT and their financial dire straits right now, but they're fixing to go into maintenance mode, basically. And they're not going to be able to even 100% fund their maintenance of the roads.
They may suggest us taking 60 miles of road or something for
they might.
A barn or something.
But if you can come up with money and cost share, which Taney County and Branson and Hollister have always been really good at doing, that's going to be really good to get projects, and not necessarily projects that are ranked. Mm-hmm. You have to understand, MoDOT looks at these, but these aren't the end-all for MoDOT. Mm-hmm. They're going to look at things like, what is the capacity? Are there functional defects that are going on? And can the county bring money to solve the problem?
Andy Miller.
Andy Miller.
The intersection at Kirbyville, he brought that, although we had it on our radar screen, he brought that to our attention as a cost-sharing project 2 years ago. That's when we did one of the other deals, and he said, we need to work on that and get that straightened up, that intersection. Well, MoDOT's got themselves in such a situation now that they couldn't help us with the cost share, so we took it on ourselves.
They probably could have. However, you would probably have to come up with the money up front and fund it for several years before they could reimburse you. The reimbursement right now is probably about 2013, 2014. I think that's where the cost share is out to. That doesn't mean that they'll deny a cost share project if you've got the money, you know. And I'm trying to think of one as an example. I think there's an intersection in Aurora at Prospect and 60 where they did some signalization. And that was a cost share that the city put 100% in, and MoDOT is going to reimburse them several years from now. So just an example, that's kind of how MoDOT's working right now.
Yeah.
If you can bring money to the table.
We did the F Highway project, the signal lights at F Highway. 2 years later, we got our money back, but we financed the whole thing.
Right.
And then 2 years later, they paid us back. If now, who do we... Are you... Let's see. I don't know how to word this. Are you the one that would be have any influence on that situation, or do we... MoDOT has changed around to the point where I don't even know who to contact now for the main purposes of trying to get something done.
For this area, you would contact Don Gardner, Andy Miller, Frank Miller is their planning manager. He might be called the director.
I just wanted to follow up email because I left something out.
You getting that, Frank?
Yes, sir.
And Dawn was supposed to be here today. She might have got lost. Y'all used to be kind of in a little annex thing over there.
We've been everywhere, man.
I was lost.
Yeah, we were renting, and we thought since we owned the building, we might as well work at the building we own.
You could sing that, Danny.
Yeah. But anyway, that's interesting to know. And that probably that intersection, if we hadn't have been in such a fizz to try to get that done at Kirbyville. I mean, it's to the state's interest as much as it is ours. We get a cost shared with them, even if it was 2013 or 14 or whatever. But
don't quote me on that. But I think that's about words.
I've been in discussions where they've discussed even reimbursing us several years down the road on the particular project that we're working on right now. But I haven't. There's no documents to that effect. It's just things that have happened in previous discussions.
As far as my influence, I'm a messenger, and I can provide that regional scope. But as far as me,
you're not the cheeseburger man. We're not. You're not the guy who would buy the cheeseburger for.
No.
All right.
We would be getting Happy Meal certificates for other people than here.
At any rate, I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but if you could just review this list, get back with me or contact MoDOT.
Thanks for that, because I've looked that over several times. Just laying right on my desk up there now is this ranking and all that goes through, and that you brought in last year.
And I will send you a copy of the full list that has each project for our 10 counties and how you fall within other projects that, or other needs, I should say, that the other counties put out there.
Excellent.
Any more questions?
Yeah. Have you got time?
Yeah.
You're not rushed?
No, not at all.
We have a transportation committee.
We do?
Yes, we do. Although there has been rumors to otherwise. And we talked about it, I don't guess an exaggeration, for years, and we got some folks to sign up. We actually had a couple of meetings. And we're kind of in a holding pattern of where to go. I guess one question I had was, other counties or 10 county region you serve, do they have citizen committees that serve in that manner often or not?
No.
Nope.
No. Taney County, and I don't know if this was something that the city of Branson did, but several years ago, maybe two, 3 years ago, they had a transportation committee. that I attended several of their meetings, and then that was discontinued. We like for our counties to do that, but I haven't seen a whole lot of it, or I haven't been contacted by the counties.
You say you like it. It's a good thing.
I think so. Sure. Anytime you can vet out projects or needs in that type of format.
We struggled with what's our goals. What are we asking them to do? You got any input for us there?
As far as their direction, mission? Mm-hmm. Wow. That's something that I don't know.
You mentioned earlier how these projects are ranked based on 50% safety value, and then that is sort of like a decision matrix. Could you get me a copy of that?
Absolutely, and that is part of the MoDOT's planning framework.
Okay, I've tried to talk to several people at MoDOT. I still have yet to receive that, but
I can get to you this afternoon.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you.
One question, and I'm trying to remember some of them, but one of them that popped up was, do we want them to discuss like these issues that are state road issues, or do we want them to discuss county road issues, or both?
I think as a broad mission statement, providing safe transportation, I don't know what wording you would use.
Okay.
But then as you triple okay. down into your objectives,
thanks.
I think as far as this area, Branson obviously has terrible traffic issues. So I think providing alternate transportation alternatives is something that a committee needs to look at. How can they make buses viable? Things like that. How can you make communities more walkable? But I would say looking at the entire system is beneficial. And also looking at where development trends are happening. Comp plans, if they're available. I'm sure Branson's got a comp plan. To look at where future development's going to occur and what are the impacts going to be to the system. Those are the types of things that committees can look at. But with transportation, it's a lot of times you're looking at several years, or tens of years, and the horizon's way out there. So it's kind of hard to define what we do right now. So
one of the big ones is the East-West corridor. Much desire for that, and appears to have great value in lots of ways. We've got 160, as Danny mentioned, has been talked about, three laning and improving it. We got, and I wish I had the numbers, but we got a ton of traffic going 76 that could use the east-west or improved 76. And then we got another ton of traffic going 160 and hitting that F highway that I brought up earlier.
Yeah.
And, looking at that, the huge dollar projects, one of them's going to take a way back seat, in my opinion, if we do the other one. And how do you, that's a pretty tough decision. And
that might be
what Frank was talking about would help a lot, that method.
Yeah. And it might be something that a transportation committee, whether it's citizen-based or however you form that committee, that's something they can look at. And MoDOT's planning framework is a great guide as far as prioritizing and having that citizen input. So,
George Cutbirth invited me a year or two ago over, and they did a plan, had an engineering firm do it, and had it on my wall for a while trying to inspire me. And it it showed a lot of roads that were ideas that, in my mind, of course, I don't know what's going on there, but it just impossible. Yet they spent all this engineering money on looking at it. It didn't make a lot of sense. But
they may have gotten a grant to do the study.
They have, I don't know. So
who knows?
Anyway, someday, Taney County Commission's got to decide whether we want to write, say, we're not going to do that, or we need to come up with a plan and use that. I'm glad to hear you say that you thought there's value.
There is. MoDOT.
Seems like there would be.
MoDOT looks at those. And I remember last year the question was, can an organization like SEMCOG do something like that? Mm-hmm. And would it be viable to MoDOT? And I think probably the answer is we could do that, but I think coming from an engineering firm like GRE or Olson, I think, is who did Stone Counties, I think that it probably would have a little bit more punch. But you're talking about several tens of thousands of dollars to do that. So they're expensive, but the city of Ozark's working on one right now. So Fred Matthews is putting it together for them.
Our Tiger Grant, Olson and Great River, worked together on it.
It looked like a pretty solid grant. Probably won't get it, but
Thank you.
I mean, you're talking about and the reason I say that, and I don't mean to be pessimistic, but the reason I say that is we're talking about $1.2 billion nationwide.
I take offense to that off the cuff comment. You have no justification to say that.
No, I do. The reason I say that, the reason I say you probably won't get it, is because they're going to be, those Tiger funds are probably going to go to really major corridors that already exist. I-70, I-44, what's the one that runs off of the eastern part of Missouri, I-55. We're talking major transportation corridors that move tons of freight, tons of cars, in excess of 30,000 people per day. That's why I say that. I hope you get it. I do. But like I say, the competition, and the reason I say that is the competition is very, very stiff for that. If you can come up with another way, if you have a plan B, start working on it, because most likely the Tiger grants are not going to, we probably won't see more than a couple in Missouri even. So take that for what it's worth. I mean, you know, Republic's got one in on MM, where the new airport terminal. It's about a 5-mile stretch of road. Probably won't happen. Green County's got one on Highway 60.
We're aware of who submitted them.
Right.
I think saying I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but you really are. So,
well,
I would ask you just to reserve and hold your opinion about the Tiger Grant to yourself.
Okay.
Until we get it.
Okay.
Or if we don't get it, that's fine too. But I mean, unfortunately, I've heard that a lot from, I hear the same thing from people in the community or people in the state, and it's like, you really have no input into the decision factor. You're just guessing because the I-70. I think I-70 is a worthwhile project, and it probably will get funded.
Right.
I hope it does.
Right.
Because it is a very worthwhile. And I understand
about
your comment.
The truck lane.
Yes.
Right.
So
71.
I apologize for my
71 a consideration too, isn't it?
I-49.
No. 71.
Kansas City to Joplin. What is that?
The new I-49.
Yeah, because they're going to convert it to I-49, I think.
Okay.
Well. It's 71
That's
now, right?
That's the idea. Part of that money, the ARRA money, is dependent on whether Arkansas can come up with their part of that 49 down south. So District 7 is looking at putting all their money up north, like Bates, Barton County, for intersection improvements. But I don't believe that's Tiger money.
Yeah.
I don't think that's Tiger money.
I got you another question. A, I think we've got two excellent guys, Buddy Roberts and David Miller, serving Taney County in your organization. And is there other things that we as a county commission, I've tried to attend a few meetings, don't make it very often. What are we missing out on? You got any input there?
Well, we like you to be there. Mm-hmm. Our board meetings, we really like you to be there to hear what's going on in our region. It gives you an opportunity to hear about grants through USDA, Department of Natural Resources, those types of things. As far as our TAC, I'm really looking for input to keep people interested because, like I say, MoDOT's running out of money. The feds just rescinded $220 million from Missouri. So we're in dire straits right now. Like I say, MoDOT's going to have trouble with taking care of the system. And I don't like to speak for MoDOT because I don't represent MoDOT. But
they gave us a presentation at the Southwest Council of Commissioners 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they painted the same picture.
It's very
it's bleak.
It's bleak. It is bleak. We're paying back the safe and sound, or the SFI smooth or the smooth road SRI, the smooth roads mm-hmm. initiative, right. That was upwards of $1 billion, $600 million, and we're going to be paying that back for 20 years. So
what you're saying is, we don't see any revenues to do what we're talking about.
Correct.
So you're losing interest because
I fear I will lose interest. Yeah. We're going to be talking about these projects. We're going to be talking about an east-west corridor project. You know, if we don't get Tiger Grant, we're going to be talking about this for 20 years.
So,
I can't see people staying interested in that, even though it's important to talk about these issues and be ready, because MoDOT was on the ball when ARRA came through. They had all their projects lined up. And if you look at USDA, DNR, and I don't want to speak disparagingly about them, but they are still trying to give away that money, looking for projects. Now, if they had gone through a process like we do, where we talk to our counties on a yearly basis, and we've got projects, and we know what the priorities are, they would be ready to give that money away. Well, I say give it away. They would be ready to fund projects right now. And that's something that MoDOT did. And of course, they got a target on their back now because they're the only ones that are out there doing it. But
I got an update from Ziegenfuss yesterday. He said, we were very fortunate in how MoDOT let the bid out on the bridge. He said, because if you remember, they were talking about two different bids, one for the new and one for the refurb. He says, what's happened is because the $220 million that was taken back from the government after they gave the $300 million, mm-hmm. a lot of those two-phase projects, the second phase never got funded. He said it was if we didn't do it as one bid, we would have not got the bridge refurbed, and it would have sat closed until money came back to 2014 or 2015.
Right.
He said we were very fortunate because that's what they did. You got $300 million or whatever it was. We get $300 million from the stimulus. 330, 350.
Missouri total got 700.
Okay, they did 300 something came in somehow.
Probably for mid or like small urban.
Yeah, and probably. So anyway, that they basically took one and paid for it by taking your money.
We probably hadn't already even think about that till we see the first concrete truck dump the first piece of concrete. aggravates the hell out of me. That Southwest Missouri, and I bring this up at this point because we're talking about funding and projects that we're talking about in the future and everything else, that we have a high road out there that costs Southwest Missouri roads for the future for 50 years in the future with a four-lane road that I can go sleep in a sleeping bag at night and not worry about getting run over. Talk about the fleecing of America. So we turned around and now we suffer because of those mistakes that were made in the past. And it just aggravates me that we have such needs in all these other places. And, One of the main things is if they could have took half of what they did with that four-lane road and implemented it somewhere else in southwest Missouri, and I don't even care if it had been in Taney County, it would have, what good it would have done for the whole southwest Missouri system. So, I mean, you want strong opinions, there's one.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been on that road.
It's pretty nice, really. It's a nice road.
Not a whole lot of traffic. No.
So to reemphasize what you said, even if we don't see money out there, we need to hang with what you guys are doing. And
in case money when money comes. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Danny's example is if you're not involved, things may happen that aren't the best use of the bucks. So sure. We need to keep our eyes on planning it and talking about it.
Yeah, you know, it's one meeting every other month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, at a staff level, I do a lot more than that, but you just never know what's going to happen.
Appreciate you coming and bringing us. Like I said, I've got that on my desk up there now that I go in and look at. I mean, we have to think about this transportation situation. It's not us. It's not this generation. I mean, all this group up here will be in rest homes and wheelchairs by the time some of the projects that need to be done are accomplished.
And they may change.
Yeah. So I'm to the old, back to the old saying, take care of yourself business if we're going to have to do it ourselves anyway. And the problem with that is convincing the public that you need to take care of yourself through growth or taxes. Nobody likes taxes, so you got to do it through growth.
Mm-hmm. Which is slow.
Yeah.
One of the projects is ranked at number 4. Are they projects built in a priority, based on priority numbers?
This here?
Yes, sir.
No.
Well,
yes.
We have had a lot of success with our list in the past couple of years. We've seen number 1, 13 in Stone County. Of course, we've been hammering against that MoDOT wall for a lot of years.
Uh-huh.
They finally did it. Number 2 is the VV&B on Highway 60 in Webster County. That is now a cost-share project. So... number 3 is turn lanes in on 125 in Fairgrove. I'm not sure. So
the ranking has some bearing. I mean, this ranking is pretty important.
They look at it. They do. Yeah.
I mean, because you're talking 10 counties, top five projects, each county is 50. So you're ranked out of 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what basically.
Not necessarily, because not all counties put 5 out there. Some counties take it, like Dallas County's method is to just do one at a time and try to get it as high up as they can on that list. Hmm. And when they take care of it, they submit another one for the priority.
How does the dialogue happen, or does it happen, where a commission is willing to put funds forward to help a project become more viable, or that MoDOT or someone is aware that will pitch in to help one or two of these issues happen? Does that dialogue ever happen, or when does it happen?
There's a cost share application. I don't know where that is, if it's online or not. But speaking with Don Gardner or Frank Miller or Andy Miller, who's the assistant district engineer, and they will guide you through that process
of
how to put money into a project.
Right.
There is a definite specific process.
Okay. Yeah. For instance, 76 and T is ranked number 4. My estimate, based on current construction costs and some of the things we're into right now, that could feasibly be a $500,000 project. And if the county were to put up $250,000, we could possibly see that done next year or something like that.
If the county was able to put up the full amount,
it could get done immediately.
Yeah.
MoDOT might say 2050, whenever that cost of money catches back up.
Okay. So that's the issues that 2014 or 12 money, that's their first available pot to help with the
cost shares.
So. Okay.
I believe so.
Okay.
And that's incredibly competitive too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm always surprised when a smaller project gets it.
I'd like to give you my information. I'd like to start attending those meetings. I have been to several of them, but for some reason or another, I keep getting dropped off of the radar screen. And
I didn't bring my cards.
Here you go. Would you put me, be sure I'm in there?
Incidentally, on that East-West Gateway Tiger Grant,
SimCog was asked to do letters of recommendation for several grants. Mm-hmm. That was one of the ones that we did recommendation on.
Thank you.
We felt like that's a very important project.
We actually received an unsolicited letter from the governor supporting it too, which was
Kevin Keith as well. So. Right.
Did you see the application package itself?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was. So, and that was why that was one of our decisions to go ahead and make that recommendation. Whereas we didn't on the Republic for various reasons.
Is there a point in time frame you would like us to get back to you on this particular?
We're going to have our next TAC meeting December 9th, and I will send you that information so that you'll have my email as well.
Okay.
And if you could get something back to me.
Are those in Springfield?
Yes.
Okay.
At the library station, which is Highway 13. And
might not be a bad idea if we're available for all of us to just pack up and go up and sit and listen.
They can be interesting meetings.
They're open to anybody to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've got
20 voting members, and then, we have to invite the public on things like these. So
start saving your change for them cheeseburgers.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming.
Thanks
out.
A lot. Appreciate it.
It's good. Thank discussion you. Today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right, before we leave this, anything else?
You're okay with the? Well, I guess we'll put it on the agenda for sometime next week. The name change of the road.
Yes.
Okay. Road standards issues. Meeting next week, something I can be prepared for. I don't know why it was put on the agenda, I guess is what I'm asking.
Don't look at me on that one, because I'm...
Okay, guy, just 1 second. I want your permission to direct the girls for them to put initials by which commissioner is posting that.
Yeah,
if that's good right, idea. I was told that, just if we put it in parentheses, because right now, I didn't put it on there.
Okay, I didn't put it on there.
So I'm going to pull it off if that's all right, or do you want the time anyway? You're going to be shorthanded with, is Randy gone next
Randy's week? Gone next week. If we have a regular weekly meeting next week, that would be fine.
That, well, let's change it to from road standards to this road and bridge time, and then you can.
Okay.
It just, the new agenda got posted, so you should have it on your BlackBerry with us.
Okay. The air park lady was in yesterday. We did have our meeting. Randy went out there yesterday morning and spoke with her construction people, and he's comfortable in that they're addressing all of our concerns. In that regard, she did bring in a replat, and I believe we did meet also yesterday at 3:30, two meetings yesterday with her. I think we may have an end result by the end of the day today.
Good.
And then there's some issues at Big Cedar, top of the rock, that I met with their engineering staff yesterday that I'd like to discuss, at least to begin with yourself, Mr. Strafis, to see if it needs full commissioner attention. Most of the improvements are completely on private property behind a gate that will be manned 100% of the time. They're asking for some to build one-way roads throughout their resort, top of the rock area, in a very challenging topography. I had a tour of it yesterday.
Part of the experience of getting there.
Yes.
Yeah, I know where you're talking. So.
Okay.
Well, maybe we just need to talk and see if anything's changed. I've already had conversations with them.
Okay. So. Anything, Randy?
Okay. I do want to go back to some questions on the health thing, so I can ask some questions here.
Formerly transportation, give us what you learned. You mentioned something about Hollister was getting so-and-so yesterday?
Well, I was invited to the quarterly Hollister-Branson meeting where it's a round table. You know, they have lunch together and they talk about all the issues. And Rick had brought up the fact that, much like we were just told, MoDOT was given some stimulus money, and $300 million in one bucket, but then they took $220 of it away. So basically it was, you know, it didn't help MoDOT overall. It just kind of shifted some money and focus. The discussion, that was one thing Rick mentioned, that they're moving forward with a street light at St. James and Business 65 downtown Hollister, where the bridge cuts over by the, you know, that one feed place. Anyway, that's, they're getting ready to, I guess, finish the study to put a stoplight there to help direct traffic because of the car count, which is, I think we've heard that conversation. And then the other discussion, once again, was what are we going to do for landscaping on the hillside once they put those three 30 feet tall, 30 feet deep benches on the hillside. And that was a point of discussion. Rick had asked that Rick asked for the commission and the mayors not to get involved yet with the landscaping plan on it. Let him, and he's going to contact you and then David Miller to talk to MoDOT's project managers to see if there's a solution that doesn't require what he says. Once elected officials get involved, it changes the conversations a lot at MoDOT because they, I guess they have some rules. So if they said we can keep it in the administrative side, they can address those requests and those needs. And then he talked about the same project manager that was on the interchange is the same project manager for the bridge, so they have a good relationship in Partners in Progress and all that. So we're still going to maintain Partners in Progress for the bridge updates. MoDOT likes that format, and once again, we're just going to keep it going through that format. So that was one of the conversations there also. Was there something else I had said?
Well, yeah, I didn't get the whole thing.
Sorry.
The James Street stoplight. It's in a study or it's going to happen?
It's going to happen. They've got some, I can't remember how he's funding it, but it's going to happen.
Okay.
I think they just finished the study, I think is what it's done. And they're now moving forward with doing it.
So when will it happen?
He didn't have a date. It was brought up again that it's moving forward. So, but he did not give a date. And I probably should have paid attention a little bit more, but it sounded like they've made a milestone and now they're going to the next phase, which was, it's going to happen now.
Okay. That's an important intersection.
It is, especially for DB and stuff.
If the county could help some way, that's something we ought to at least look at, in my opinion.
It's a strange one. I don't know how it's going to work. Because your traffic backs up all the way over to the other intersection.
Yeah. It's a strange
backs to BB, and I've seen them where they're waiting to turn to go on that street.
Right, yeah.
From the other intersection.
The traffic volumes were pretty shocking of how many people used St. James. All the buses used St. James. Just after they did the first study, they realized it's how much that thing is used.
Yeah.
Well, they spent a pretty good amount of money fixing the bridge.
Obviously, they needed to.
I was sitting there with the morning, the other one, whenever the semi pulled across it and tore the old bridge down, broke it loose.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at the restaurant across the street when it tore it down. And then when they stopped bus traffic and everything from going across there, you talk about a madhouse over the other intersection.
Has the village of Kirbyville come forward and asked for their $50,000 cost share?
We have on the agenda on next week. I don't believe the answer is yes. I believe the answer is no. And I think it's Merriam Woods and Forsyth.
Did they talk to you about it?
Mel from Great River has asked if they could use our laid-in-place price through our paving contractor, and I said, have you put in a formal request for your $50,000 yet? Because I hadn't heard of them doing that.
Two meetings ago, they told me they had it, was ready to turn it in, and I said, well, if you don't get it turned in, you're not going to get it. You've missed out on 2 years' worth.
But we had a conversation with them, and they were struggling with that
Who was here from Kerrville when we had that conversation?
Arlen Rogers. Yeah.
So I said, without, we can't even discuss the use of the county laid in place price if there's not a formal application put in.
I don't see how we can.
So that was my direction to Mel, was if you want to
apply for the money.
If you want to seek those funds, you must make an application.
Okay. Let me jump. We're done with you guys.
Okay, thank you very much.
I sent out that email, and I think I read it to you, but you guys got a copy. I'm starting to get some feedback from people, and some of the questions what are the actual cost savings to the employees and families that we're considering? Because I told them what the county would save, but then the question is, what is the cost savings to the employee? I mean, to the employees. Well, and then another question was, will coverage change? Well, it could, yes and no. So my question is, do you want me to try to get this typed up and sent out also to all the employees? Because we've now... Hey, Frank, if you can hear us, would you please come back? So my question is that, how do I address those questions? What is the saving? What would be the savings for the employees? One person asked. One person said, if the county can save money and we can too, great. One person said, what's the difference in coverage? One person said, I've had great experiences with Mercy and hate Cox, so thank you. One person said, oh yeah, I've got the can of worms. I personally prefer Cox over Mercy. And then they would go on to explain their situation. So, I mean, we're going to get both sides, but it seems like the biggest question we're getting is, are we talking about difference in coverage, which technically we would be. The challenge is this. Thank you, Frank. We sent an email out just asking all the employees to give us feedback and let them know that we were evaluating the current health benefits plan and policy. We sent an email. Well, obviously, a lot of your employees don't have email. They're in trucks.
Right. What we typically do is type it out and send it to the Barnes.
Okay. If you would just make sure it happens today.
Okay.
We just sent it out at 10 o'clock. If we would just make sure you get it distributed out to the Barnes today, that would be great.
They won't be anybody at the you're back on.
Yeah, back on 5-4. Yes. Yeah.
And maybe what about putting some on the radio? You've got a lot of people listening to the radios, don't you?
County radio?
Yeah. Just tell them to check an email.
Yep, we'll do.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you.
It varies. Okay. There's another one just came in and says, no thank you for changing. So,
said what?
No thank you. Don't change.
Don't change.
And they give specifics. I'm not going to mention specifics, but I'll forward you guys these emails. But anyway, the question is, this is a whole lot more work, and I'm running out of, in 30 minutes, we're going to be skeleton crew upstairs. So, should we just, not send it? And let me just have a simple one little discussion with you. I had this conversation with Dixie a couple days ago. This is, I don't know, I know if someone hears it, they may get upset, but I'm just going to throw it out there anyway. We just made a commitment to start moving forward on creating a wellness center downstairs, and we don't have I'd like to. The timing's pretty bad, but I would have liked to talk to both of our providers to see who has a better wellness program to help us. Because on the surface, one is stronger than the other. We're talking about carriers. And I didn't know if this is the time to tie that into this. That's where I've got some challenges and reactions and all that.
Well, the wellness.
There's programs within wellness, yeah.
I mean, were they
free training, or, I mean, I know, like...
We haven't asked the questions. I've been told some things off the cuff from both companies that we get insurance from right now, you know, from Connell and Acres, and we haven't formally asked in a process to see...
Let's just call them and ask them. Call and ask John.
Well, I've got those answers. The question is...
We need to understand what benefits one has over the other as far as wellness. See if there's anything to it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm all for that myself. I think that what I opened up this morning, although I used the wrong terminology with the wrong company, the Blue Cross
versus Anthem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue Cross versus Anthem.
But that's basically what I was wanting to do, is open it up. And I mean, when you're talking as many dollars as this county's spending, we need to...
Okay, well, let me send some emails out and take that direction from you guys and just open it up a little more, and I'll share the responses I get.
Yeah.
Okay?
To your question of cost, if somebody's insuring their family, it's $50, maybe $55 at the most.
Well, if we go HMO to Cox.
If we went from our HMO that we're on today.
Cox to HMO Mercy.
To Mercy's, actually it's a PPO, but the one that we're looking at, the sole provider.
Oh, actually, okay, you said, okay, what are you looking at, John?
Well, we're on an HMO now.
Right here, which is that price. Even though it's Mercy right. HMO, that's that price.
Exactly.
So if we stay with Cox, it's going to be this new price.
Right, but assuming that we're not staying with Cox at the higher cost, if we're choosing between what Mercy is offering,
right?
We probably ought to look at all three categories.
I've looked at these two because there's a significant change between three and four, and that is they added a higher level of insurance for prescription drugs, which that concerns me. So all of a sudden that's. It just all of a sudden, it seems like I've got more. I study this, the more questions I've got, and I almost want to step back and get some questions answered.
What value do you put on trying to find another doctor?
Oh,
I tell you, it's a madhouse. Even with the people that we have now,
right?
If you go, say the people that have cardiologists. And they switch around so much in the system at Branson that if you've got one today, you may not have any tomorrow.
Right.
And then you've got to go try to find one, and you've got to make sure that he's on one of these plans. I mean, there's a lot more to this than the $40 or $50 or the added $10 and $15. People are going to have a lot of time.
Right.
And a lot of anxiety from switching positions.
While we're talking about it, in my conversation with John and Bill,
mm-hmm.
when they called back, the issue of they mentioned to Cox that we were very serious in Mercy, and
yeah,
what it was, and he's. John said there's two different ways of looking at it, and that is, you know, you've got these prices. It's not fair to come back and ask the incumbent. But then the other side of it is you've got an incumbent provider. Other people feel like it is the right thing to do.
Right.
So they have not specifically asked
the question that
was talked about, but Cox does know that we're looking serious. They have not heard back from it yet. But if we want to do that, we need, we can ask them.
Well,
straight up.
I'm going to throw something out and just, the biggest thing that's pressing us right now, and I'm just going to, is the benefits fair that we're trying to get scheduled, okay? In my eyes, it's important, but this far away exceeds the benefits fair. Just trying to make a right decision.
Right, I agree with that.
So I would like to ask some questions to get some of those answers on the wellness program and all that, so I can get a better understanding of all the things. I feel like we're rushing it. We're not given enough commitment time, just because the more we talk, the more we have questions. And then I just don't want to rush it because we're pushing it against a timeline. And the timeline is self-imposed, basically.
I'm in agreement. We need to take our time and work through it.
Okay.
We do have a timeline.
Well, and I'm not saying, I'm just saying if I want to ask more questions and come back and...
Not the benefit thing.
Right.
But
the other time
we make a change by the end of the year,
we got
there's lots of work involved.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You know, one thing that it kind of surprised me that John and them replied the way they did, because Vicki went from 8% to a 4% with Cox. When we switched before, they had an 8% increase, and I think got it to a 4% increase with the extra time of the first of the year for our history challenge. And so they're the ones that did the shopping to get that prize. Am I right?
No, you're right. No, I was reading a response. I'm getting more responses.
I mean, so basically, I'm out here for whatever's best for the employee, but no matter how it turns out, we're going to have, just from what you're reading, just what you read us,
oh, there's five more since then, so.
You're going to have 50% of the people mad at you for switching, or 50% of them mad at you for not switching. So it's our decision.
It's pretty good. I mean, we're getting pretty balanced hate. So.
Balanced hate?
I mean, everyone's fair. Okay, well then, let me just change the subject completely. Did you guys look last week at the lights that Renee had marked to take down in front of the sheriff? Are you guys good with that?
No. I went down and looked at them, and I thought the ones she had, unless I had them reversed, the
did
ones
she marked them right?
Well, what you had marked.
I looked after Danny did. Danny mentioned what he saw, and I'm seeing it the way he saw it. That
they're opposites?
Uh-huh.
I think she had the very last light marked, and
yeah.
we won't save it.
It should stay.
The very end, the corner one should stay.
Yeah.
And then the one she had marked needs to stay.
Yeah.
So it's the opposite.
It's exactly the opposite. When you get up in front of the sheriff's office,
uh-huh.
The one that's right there.
Okay, so the ones marked need to stay.
Yeah, okay. That's what it is.
I didn't get out and just really study it.
Because she's asking, and she said, you know, it's nice weather, we can go ahead and take them down. That saves us money on monthly bills. Take them down, so.
Okay, Danny's for spending money. That was a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
He's got a good idea, I think. Instead of giving all of them to Forsyth, which I've been in favor for, we might use some of them.
Down Shorty Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
To dress that southern
really place really good, up. And I think Forsyth would be happy.
Three of them out here in front.
One other thing that Phil had mentioned, he believes he can convert it from a two-light to a one-light that would cut our costs again in half and just make a modification to the lights. So that we, you know, because right now it looks like a landing strip and they're more aesthetic than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if we went to a single-light look, he can modify one and show what it would look like.
Phil thinks he can do that.
Oh, yeah, he can do it. He said he could do it to help us save money if we wanted to go that direction. I mean, we're paying thousands of dollars a month for those things.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. So that's something else. But let me go out and look at those. I think you're right, Danny. If we can dress up Shorty Cooper, why not? It's part of our property.
Plus so. Around here, see, and we've got three locations on the front, and then it ties.
I would be open to putting something back by the entrance to the parking garage, that little driveway there. Okay. So I'll look at those, and you're thinking the ones marked are the ones that need to stay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll go down and look and then tell Renee to go do it.
Yeah.
Okay? And then we won't commit to giving any of them away.
You look first. And look, when you start to go into the sheriff's office, on the side,
uh-huh.
She's got that one taken out when it should stay to light the entrance to the sheriff's department. But the next one is marked to take out. So just look and see that
okay.
They're just exactly opposite of what they should be.
So we left the health. Where did we leave the health now?
We left the health that we have it scheduled for Monday, and I'm going to ask more questions.
Okay.
I got more questions on top of the questions we already said we weren't going to have.
Helen, you got something for us?
Off record.
All right, we'll recess until
Monday.
Don't we have something at 11?
No.
No.
We're done.
Okay.
I have 11:30. I'm going somewhere.